I'm Caroline Ryan, and this is the Art of Recovering podcast. Welcome back. The Art of Recovering. I have said farewell to many people, things, houses, and more. But one day, out of all the times I've said goodbye, this is the one I'm still coming to terms with and accepting. The night of the last day of sixth grade, my best friend called me. She called me and called me, but I didn't pick up. She eventually told my mom to tell me to call her. That's when I knew this was serious. I got on the phone with her and she started crying, bawling her eyes out. I said, "Madeline, what is wrong?" And she said, "I'm moving to Honolulu, Hawaii." I fell to the ground crying. I had never experienced someone I love moving that far away. She was my best friend, the one I hang out with the most. Eventually, I hung up and I went to the couch. I knew that I was saying goodbye and farewell to my absolute best friend. The poem I'm reading today is Farewell, and I like this poem because of the simile. In the very beginning, it says, "We say goodbye to childhood, and it came after us like a dog tracking our steps." I really like this because it means childhood is always with you and trying to find you, and it never really leaves. I also really like this poem because of the relatability. I said farewell to my best friend, and this poem is all about saying goodbye and what it really means. And that's why I really like this poem. This poem, Farewell, by Francisca Aguari. To say goodbye means so little. We say goodbye to childhood, and it came after us like a dog tracking our steps. To say goodbye. To shut that obstinate door that refuses to remain closed. The persistent scar that oozes memory. To say goodbye. To say no. Who achieves it? Whoever found the magic key. Whoever found the point that slides us toward oblivion. The land that will extirpate the roots without remaining forever closed over them. To say goodbye. To turn one's back. But who knows where the back is? Who knows the way that does not die in the well-traveled shortcut? To say goodbye, to yell because someone is saying something and to cry because nothing is being said. Because saying goodbye is never enough. Because to say goodbye completely might be find the spot or to turn one's back. The spot to sink oneself into the final no while life slowly seeps out. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Join me next time on the Art of Recovering podcast. Goodbye, guys.